I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama, and we want to invite you to come be with us when we gather for worship tomorrow morning. Here's a brief preview of tomorrow's sermon. Well, tomorrow, of course, will be a very special Lord's Day at Grace Baptist Church. We're going to have a special focus on the resurrection. I'm reminded always, though, that every Lord's Day is a celebration of the resurrection. When we meet on Sunday, it is the Lord's Day, and it's called that because that was the day on which he rose from the dead, the day of the week. And so tomorrow we're going to celebrate, though, in a special way. We do once a year. The world calls it Easter, and sometimes we do. As we talk about it, we call it that, but it's really the resurrection day. It's the day that we celebrate Christ's resurrection. And so tomorrow I'm going to preach a message that I have a kind of a unique title for it. It's What Makes the Gospel, Gospel. The word gospel, of course, means good news. And so the title really is saying, what makes the good news, good news? And the good news, the gospel in the scripture, is referred to as the death and resurrection of Jesus. It wouldn't be good news if there had not been the resurrection. And so really the heart of the gospel is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what we believe. That's what Christians believe. We believe that our Lord saved us by his death on the cross, but that's evidenced by the fact that he rose from the dead. And he is alive today. And so that's what every Christian, every true Christian believes that. And so we're not repeating the word by accident. What makes the gospel, gospel? We're going to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. It's the classic passage about the rapture, when Christ will come again, the trumpet will sound, and there will be a resurrection of those who have died in Christ. And the description of that is found in 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18. But there's a phrase in verse 14 that I'm going to really zero in on in the message tomorrow, and that is the phrase, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again. And really the rest of this section of Scripture talks about what flows out of that. Because we believe, since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, what does that mean? Why is that good news? And so we're going to look at what flows out of believing the gospel. And I think you'll find it to be a very comforting message for believers. It's a very comforting message for all believers. You know, we live in a day when there's very little good news. Philippians chapter 2 talks about how we can shine as lights in the world in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. And that's certainly the generation we're living in. But how do we do that? We do that by holding fast. It says holding fast the word of life. And what is that word of life? It's the gospel. It's the gospel of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And there's life in that message. There's life, eternal life, in the message of the gospel. And so we're going to look at all of that in the message tomorrow. I'm still working on it. I think we're going to have a very comforting time and a very joyful time in the Word of God tomorrow morning. So I hope you'll plan to be there to hear this message, What Makes the Gospel, Gospel. If you need more information about the church, maybe you're listening, you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church, we'd like to invite you to come be with us. You don't have to be a member to attend, and tomorrow would be a great day to come be with us, but you may want some more information about the church, so you can look elsewhere on this page where you're listening. If you'll just click on Grace Baptist Church on this page, click on Grace Baptist Church. It'll open up some information about the church, where we meet, when we meet. I believe there's a map there that will direct you to the church. Also, some information about what we believe, our doctrinal beliefs. And so you can look at that, and then we would invite you to come be with us tomorrow. Or you can go to our website, which is gracegrandbay.com, gracegrandbay.com. I want to say a word to our members. We are taking a special love offering tomorrow, missions offering for Yogi Taylor. He's going to be making a trip just a few days from now to go to Uganda. He's going to have an opportunity to teach some pastors there. And it's a great opportunity. Also going to travel to several locations throughout the country of Uganda, encouraging some missionaries who are already there. And so we want to be a part of that as a church. We want to give you an opportunity to give. So we'll take an offering tomorrow at some point in the service. And so you might want to just prayerfully consider what you'd like to give to that offering. You can write the check out to the church and just designate it. You can just write the word Yogi in the item line there on the check. And so we'll make sure that that total offering gets into the hands of Brother Yogi for his mission trip. Well, I want to thank you for listening today, and I want to ask you to do this before tomorrow. Take some time to pray. Pray for our time together. Pray for our Sunday school teachers. Pray that that hour will be a very vital and impactful time in the lives of everyone there, the children and the adults. Pray for the teachers. And then I would ask you to prepare your heart for the worship service tomorrow. Make sure that your sins are confessed. Make sure that you are filled with God's Spirit when you come to worship tomorrow. Maybe take some time to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. That classic passage on the rapture. Meditate on it and just prepare your heart to hear the message that will be preached from that section of Scripture. And then do this, invite someone to come with you to church, call them, go see them and invite them, or you can send the link to this podcast to them and just attach a note to it and invite them to come with you to church tomorrow. It'd be a great day to invite someone to come to Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. And then we'll gather tomorrow and we'll just rejoice that we've been saved by our living Lord. It'll be a great time together, and I'm looking forward to opening God's Word with you tomorrow morning. Hope to see you then. It's a beautiful day out there. Enjoy the rest of the day, and then I'll see you at church tomorrow morning.